In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, the unforgettable, ever-insightful, and always entertaining radio show that captivates our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real-life journeys, those moments that define or redefine who we are as individuals and how we relate to the world around us. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's special guest, Christopher Lane Davis. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you.
Well, life changes, and so does the introduction.
I like that, actually. It seems like every show there's a different introduction, and I kind of like that. It's always a surprise, as is this show. You know, I used to laugh sometimes when show hosts say, still say, we have a great show planned for you tonight. And it's like, yeah, of course, what are they going to say? But I realize that I've been saying, I'm excited about today's show. I've been saying that almost every show. And it's true, I have been excited about every show. And I continue to be excited about every show because obviously I'm excited about what we're doing here. And about our guests, and each guest has something unique and special, usually inspiring and informational and Muppetational sometimes even to add to our show. And so with that, tonight's no exception. Tonight, of all things, we have little guests. Christopher, as Mark said, Christopher Lane Davis, and that's going to be a special treat for many reasons. So I am excited. And I'm excited also because let's see, I have some really special people in my life, and that makes life exciting. And some of these people have children. And some of these people, because they've had children, have shared some really interesting, wonderful things with me. I remember one day having one of my nieces do something that really caught me off guard, and something that she wouldn't know under normal circumstances using our normal senses. And I asked her, how did you do that? Or how did you know that? And my brother, very wise that he is, said, don't act like, you know, not in front of her, but he said, don't act like she's doing something not normal. Because that's the problem, is that we let them know that it's not normal. Like, everybody doesn't do this. So they try and be like us because we're the adults. And then they stop doing these amazing things because we don't know how to do them. And they want to be smart and adult and big like us. My other brother told me, he says that he's learning so much from his children. And he shares with me on occasion what he's learning. And I think, wow, you know, these are two really special people. And so many others in my life who share with me lessons that they learn from their children. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. And here, actually, our producers, Dorothy and Mark, we had a conversation one day. It's like, why don't we have the children on the show? And why don't we have the conversations that we have with them when we see them? So, for example, Dorothy Lee Donahue, who does the Energetic Alchemy courses, had a course. And just this past weekend, she had four children under the age of 18 come. Actually, the youngest she ever had was seven, who came and learned about energy and even taught some of the people there what they knew. And the children became the most popular people in the class because they were also the smartest. And I don't mean to put anybody down, but they picked up on this stuff really quickly. Kind of like my niece did when I got a brand new cell phone and I didn't know how to use it. And she was showing me, even though she'd never seen my cell phone before. And it's just because their mind is so open and ready, and they were born with cell phones in their hands, fortunately and unfortunately. But so I wasn't. And so what I'm learning with each new cell phone. With them, it's just old hat. It's just another one of these cell phones. When I grew up, we didn't even have a phone in the house. So anyway, I don't want to date myself anymore. Another thing that I thought was interesting is some children can see things. Now, you know, as adults, when somebody says they see something, sometimes we think they're kind of weird or crazy or it's kind of woo-woo or something. But when a child says they see something, you know, it kind of makes me wonder, like, would I have been able to see something if maybe somebody told me, no, you don't? So, for example, one of my nieces one day said to my brother that I, when she was looking at me, had a green glow around me. And she was squinting her eyes and she was so surprised. She says, look, look, he's got a green glow. And she told him this in private because she thought we would all think it was weird, or but she had to tell him. She wanted to tell her father that she was seeing something. And instead of her father ignoring it or saying, oh, that's weird, or stop that silliness, you know, kind of like parents do when they say, no, you don't have an imaginary friend, or no, your imaginary friend can't sit down or whatever. How do we know they're not seeing something we don't see? I remember one of my nieces before she could speak, seeing my father who had passed away. Now, before she could speak, she was less than one, and she was pointing to the corner of the room and then pointing to her throat and going, ha, ha. That's how my father spoke, because the last couple years he had a stoma in his throat, so he couldn't speak, and he just made loud noises like that. How could this less than 1 year old, who wasn't even born when he passed, be pointing at something in the sky of the room, in the room, and then pointing to her throat and saying, where did she get this? Certainly nothing that she'd seen us do, that's for sure. And so then, as my brother left the room with her, she pointed at a picture where my father was and then pointed back into the room as if to say, that's who I was seeing. Now, the man in the picture was a lot younger than my father was when he passed, obviously, and he didn't have a stoma in the picture. So where did she get this? She's seeing something. So my niece that was seeing green around me, my brother brought her back into the room with us, and he says, what's around your grandmother? And what's around your mother? And what's around your aunt? And she told him and us exactly what colors were around each one of us. And knowing a little bit about what these colors mean and chakras and auras and that kind of thing, I could tell you that she was spot on with where everybody was in life and what they were thinking about. So-and-so was thinking about finances and the light around her was orange. And so-and-so was angry and the light around her was red. And so-and-so was just happy cooking, my mother. And the light around her was violet, or she didn't know how to say it. And then we finally came up with purple, and that she went with. And my mother was just in a really great space, really happy to be cooking for her children. And that's what my niece was seeing. And who are we to tell her that she wasn't seeing that? Maybe we are the ones that should be listening to what it is that they are saying and what they're seeing. And that's what today's show is about. So in actuality, a couple months after this happened, I was at some kind of a fair, a convention or something, and there was somebody that was taking pictures they call Curlian photography. And they say that this takes a picture of your aura. Now, I haven't studied it scientifically, and I don't know what it does or how it does or if it's, I don't know. But if it's truly Curlian photography, supposedly it takes a picture of the energy around you. And I have the picture. And were we on video, I'd show it to you right now. But let me tell you, that picture showed me with a big green glow all around me. And what can I say? Except I'm listening. And we're going to be listening to some really special people in just a few minutes when we come back.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
And we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I am excited to be hosting the show today with such amazing luminaries. Another young man that we have on right now struck my imagination. Actually, one day was here actually working with Dorothy as well. And when he was done with his session with her, he asked me if he could sing me a song. And I was so honored by his wanting to sing me this song. And I said to him, you must record this. Well, wouldn't you know it? Within days, it seems like he has it recorded and it's up on the internet all over the place. And I thought, wow, these kids of today, you tell them something and if it resonates, they do it. And it's done quickly. And I like that can-do attitude. So more power to him. But the words moved me. And we talked about the song and the story of his life. And we talked about life in general and his hopes and his dreams from his young 22-year-old perspective. And so we're happy to have him on the show to share with you all his music and some of what he feels that I believe is important, because this is a time when young and old, rich and poor, and everything in between, and all religions, all of us come together to share what we know, because some of what we know is true and some of what we know is just ignorance or fear. And so the more we get to find out about each other and share the information between each other, the more we can come closer together, which seems to be what we're needing nowadays in order to make it through this world, this life. Christopher Lane Davis, he's 22 years old. He's in the process of finishing school. He's a theater major. He's a songwriter and a filmmaker. And without any further ado,
Welcome, Christopher Lane Davis, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Why are you laughing already?
Because I'm really happy. I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, it's our pleasure, and I'm happy to have you here, too. You know, you really impressed me, not only by the song, but some of the things you had to say. And the interesting thing is that you didn't have the easiest of childhoods, and who does? Maybe some people do, but the majority of us don't, and I think it's for a reason. And though we don't need to get into it on the air, you've come out of such negativity and difficulties an interesting way. Can you describe it?
Well, I like I said, had a rough childhood, and it caused a lot of what I thought were psychological problems, like depression, and it got really bad, and I had developed OCD and anxiety disorder, and I was pretty much miserable 24 hours a day from the moment I woke up. Like, there was just this aching in my chest. Mm-hmm. And I was on different medications, and I was addicted to Xanax to just numb myself through the day. And then one day, I decided I was going to go to a hypnotherapist just because I thought it might help. And he introduced me to the Law of Attraction and the works of Louise Hay.
Uh-huh.
And Louise Hay believes that physical problems in the body are caused by emotional problems, and that we can not only heal our emotional problems from the past, but we must heal them if we really want to excel and make our dreams come true.
Now, she's not the only one that believes that. You seem to believe that now, too.
I believe it tremendously, because in just about a month of looking myself in the face in the mirror and saying I love myself, I never took another prescription pill again.
And wow.
All my dreams are coming true. And like you said, the stuff in our childhood happens for a reason. It's we choose for it to happen before we come here, because it is exactly where we need to be in any given moment. And it's the like choosing a bad childhood is the same reason that a mountain climber doesn't take a helicopter to the top. It's about the climb. It's not about the top.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Well, see, no, I'm the kind who would take the helicopter to the top. That's why I didn't resonate with that. It's like, why wouldn't he? I still don't get it. All right. So what I'm really curious about this, because I've had that experience. What was the first thing that happened when you looked in the mirror and told yourself you loved yourself?
Well, at first, it's awkward, and you can't look yourself in the face, right. And you know it's a lie, and you're like, yeah, I love myself, sure. And then the more you do it, like, everyone will have their own way of healing. I like to put on music and just go inside myself, breathe, see what happens. And things will come up. I highly recommend reading the book You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay, and it'll get into detail what I'm talking about. But you will just, for instance, I will go inside myself and I'll breathe, and suddenly I'll start crying, and memories from my childhood will come back, and I will see exactly why they happened, and it's almost as if it's being explained to me.
Mm.
Maybe by angels, I don't know.
Mm.
But, and when it leaves, you know it's gone, because you feel so much better.
Mm.
And, when you eliminate pain from your past, all that's left is who you really are, and that is love.
Now, how do you know who we really are as love? I mean, it sounds good and all, but what does that really mean to you? You're 22 years old. I mean, like, you should be out dating and playing soccer or something, and, you know, playing your guitar, but you're wanting to tell us that we're love. Why is that important to you, and what does that mean?
Because love saved my life, and I want it to save everybody else's life, too.
So love of yourself.
When you love yourself, you love everyone else, because we're all one.
Do you think you knew this earlier?
I think that I was born knowing it, and I think there's a lot of reasons, you know, that we would block something out or forget. But I believe that the plan that God has for us, it's timed perfectly and beautifully, and I have just been remembering exactly who I am, and it's coming because I'm willing for it to come, and I'm curious, and I want to be happy and make others happy.
Yeah, you know, actually making other people happy seems to be like one of the top things on your list. And you obviously do that by being the best friend that you know how and the best, and you're writing songs about it. And why is that important?
Because it feels wonderful. I don't have a much better answer than that. I don't think there's anything we have to do. I think everything is choice. And being happy feels so much better. Why would we not choose that?
Oh, look, I'm not arguing. I just think
no, I know.
Okay, so I asked you a while back about some of the things that you feel like reminding people through your songs. And you said that you want to remind people who they are and what they can do. Now, I think even more interesting than who they are and what they can do were your answers to who are people and what can they do. Who are they?
Love.
Right. What the heck does that mean?
I'm still figuring that out. But it means that the only time that I feel love is when I'm thinking about myself or another person. So if I'm having a hard time explaining this.
I understand.
I think it's not anything I necessarily can explain.
I understand.
But it's beautiful.
I understand that too, actually. And I feel it, and it is, and so are you.
Thank you.
And I think it's great that you're feeling this. And you know, this is, it's nothing new. Your songwriting and the stories that you share through your songs and also in conversation with you and what you're saying now reminds me of some of the songwriters and singer artists from the 60s.
Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, so what can people do?
Everything that they want to do, anything that they want to do, rather. All our thoughts create the future. Yeah. And I believe that with everything in me because it's changed my life in the last 2 years.
Okay, so you watch things change because of your thoughts, yes. By changing your thoughts. Okay, so on the one hand, it sounds like you read a book, or maybe you read more than one book, or you talked to a few people or something that helped, you know, take on these concepts. And you're like, great, you bought into them, and now you're kind of living them. But on the other hand, you take it much deeper than just that. So what... Have you made them your own? I mean, is this something that you really feel down to your core, or you just hope this works?
It's something I've remembered and something that I know works.
Good word. Good word. Something I've remembered. What does that mean?
It means that we all know everything, and we all can do anything. We all can be anything. We just have to believe that it's so.
You know, you talk like one of these self-help gurus who's like 60 years old out there, you know, saying to people all of this. But what's interesting to me is you couldn't possibly have read all the books that I've read or some of these people, you know, or have studied as much as any of us have studied. And yet you're saying all the things at 22 that it's taken some of us this long to figure out. And some of us still don't own it. So you've either figured it out, remembered it, and you own it. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Like,
how do you explain that?
I don't know. How do I explain what?
Do you think you're in a different place? Do you think you look at it differently? Are you more open to it? Is it where does your absorption of all this come from?
I don't know. I think it's what I came here to do.
That's a great answer. And actually, speaking of what you came here to do, you also came here to sing, literally, not just on the planet, but on the show. And you have a beautiful song you want to share with us called Who Am I? You brought tears to my eyes when I heard it the first time. Hopefully I'll be able to control myself this time around. This is Christopher Lane Davis singing live, Who Am I?
Thank you.
When the answer never be depressed again.
That was Christopher Lynn. We'll be back right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back for our producer's wrap with our producer, Mark Lejeune. That was Christopher Lane Davis singing his song, Who Am I? And you can learn more about Christopher by going to lifechangesnetwork.com. He has a profile there. And if you want to hear his songs, two of his songs are up on the network at lifechangesnetwork.com. Otherwise, you can go to soundcloud.com/screaming-color. Screaming-color. Mark.
Pure, unadulterated, authentic sincerity. That's what comes to mind. The not only beautiful music, but you can feel his sincerity. And our listeners didn't get the opportunity. I'm sure they felt that, but they didn't get the opportunity to watch him pour his soul into that microphone.
Yeah, we hugged afterwards, which was the long pause that you heard there. And during the break, I asked him how he felt, and he said, "Alive, very alive."
And there again, sincerity and authenticity, and it's resonating with the people that they come in contact with, that they're teaching, and that they're sharing from their different unique, or in their different unique ways.
Yeah, you know, if it's true that the future is in the children's hands, then the future's bright.
We're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay. All we have to do is, as Christopher would say, listen to love. But, you know, it kind of begs the question, did we all kind of start like that and then we got jaded or something? I mean, I'd hate to think that they're going to be jaded. I'd really like to believe that that is the new wave or something.
Well, yes, we all did start that way, as far as I've learned and we've discussed, and our guests seem to continue to validate. And yes, we did become jaded. It's programming. There's a legacy of adult think. But the more that we have kids that are in this space and growing older and older and empowered to do so, which I think is the key, this shift or the essence of this shift is those layers are being peeled away as the generations allow truths to come forward and allow the kids to explore and to experience and allow the magic to happen.
Well, a lot of magic happened here tonight. I mean, I felt like I was in the presence of greatness. And, you know, we've interviewed a lot of people, a lot of famous people, and this is one of my favorite interview shows. I just feel so blessed.
Yeah, it was spectacular. We should do something more with kids.
I think we should. I think we should. And I'm glad that we did this today. So I actually thank you and Dorothy for bringing this to the table. And I thank not only Christopher, but I thank their parents. We're things are looking good. So with that, that brings the end of our producer's wrap segment and the end of our show. I, Filippo Ortaggio, along with our producers, Dorothy Lee Donahue and Mark Lejeune, thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the show and being part of the positive change we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.